بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله رسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All perfect praise be to Allah the Almighty. I testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final prophet and messenger. May Allah exalt his mention as well as that of his family and all his companions. Today's session is going to be about Hijrah. We just finished 1 year of Hijrah. Today is the 3rd of Muharram. So 3 days ago, we folded up the records of a Hijri year. Now I want your hearts attentive, please. Not that it was not, but I want it more so now. Allah Azza wa Jal made one of his signs the alternation of day and night. And it is an indication to mankind that your life is your time. And the more goes of it, the closer you are to the end of your lifespan. So with the conclusion of this 1 year, brothers, we are that much closer to death. We are this much closer to end the interval Allah Azza wa Jal had set for us to live in this life. And with the elapse of the year, we should be reminding ourselves with this. The elapse of the year should encourage us to work and instill as many good deeds as we can in our records. We should be racing with time. One of the contemporary scholars, may Allah preserve him, Sheikh Al-Munajjid, was talking to one of the brothers who told me the story. He was talking to him about a project, and he was doing like this, pointing to his watch. He said, "Brother, there is not much time left in our lives." As if
His life was only a few minutes or a few seconds, indicating the shortness of life. He said, "Brother, we don't have much time. We need to work and we need to work fast." And this should be how we look at life, brothers and sisters. There is no time. There is no time to waste. We need to do as much as we can, as many deeds as we can, good that is, before we're faced with reality, the reality of death, that is not denied by anyone. The elapse of this year should be a station where we stop. We step down from the train, if we can, which we can't, and start holding ourselves to account. Think back, if you can, these 12 months that just finished 3 days ago. What did you do? How many sins did you commit? How many good deeds did you stop? How many good deeds you are still doing, but the manner in which you are performing them are not so pleasing to Allah? Let's hold ourselves to account. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Hold yourselves to account before you are held to account. وَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَنْ تُوزَنُوا. And weigh your deeds before they get weighed for you. وَتَزَيَّنُوا لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ. And get ready, get prepared for that major event. Because if we don't hold ourselves to account, we face two realities. The reality of death and the reality of regret and sorrow for the shortcomings. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يَنْشَقُّ فَجْرُهُ إِلَّا وَيُنَادِ ابْنَ آدَمَ. Every day at dawn, that day calls upon the son of Adam, saying to him, أَنَا خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ. I'm a new creation. وَعَلَىٰ عَمَلِكَ شَهِيدٌ. And I will be witness on your deeds. فَتَزَوَّدْ مِنِّي فَإِنِّي لَا أَعُودُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So take as many provisions from me, meaning instill in me as many good deeds as you can, because once I leave, I will never come back until the day of judgment, meaning when Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask you, on day such and such, you did such and such. That is when that day will come back. And finally, brothers and sisters, let the beginning of this new year be a beginning of a new life. Let's pledge to Allah Azza wa Jal to have a new life, a new way of living our lives, a new way of worshipping Allah, a new personality, a more of a Muslim personality than before. Let us utilize the chance. We have an opportunity. What is the opportunity? The opportunity is that me and you can breathe. The opportunity is that me and you are still above ground. The opportunity is that me and you have not yet faced the reality of death and faced the angel of death. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم لعلي أعمل صالحا لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. Until when the time of death comes to one of them, he will start saying, "Oh Allah, bring me back, take me back to life. Perhaps I would do good in that which I had shortcomings in." And Allah replies, answers back, "Nay, this is merely a word." And before them is a barzakh, preventing them, and it will remain until preventing them from going back to life, that is, and it will remain until the day of judgment. Let us work. Let us take the opportunity and utilize it. Let us take advantage of life while it lasts. That's what I wanted to touch upon with regards to Hijrah. But before I do conclude, let me remind the brothers and the sisters that the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us in general to fast during the month of Muharram. Imam Muslim reported it that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ stated, the best fasting after Ramadan is fasting the sacred month of Allah al-Muharram. And there is a particular period in that month which is more rewarding than the remaining of the month, which is the day of Ashura. I don't want to give the history of Ashura because that's quite lengthy, but Ashura was fasted during the pre-Islamic era, and as a matter of fact was mandatory upon the Muslims until Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded them to fast Ramadan. And after that it was optional for those who wanted to fast it. But the Prophet ﷺ told us that the fasting of Ashura expiates the sins of the previous year. Now he fasted Ashura, he said, if I live to next year, I will fast Tasu'a, meaning the day, the ninth, the day before Ashura, just to differ from the people of the book. Today is the third. Ashura is going to be Thursday. So if you want to fast Wednesday and Thursday, or Thursday and Friday, or Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, all these are ways of fasting Ashura. It is, though, impermissible to fast Ashura on its own, but it's recommended to add a day as per the statement of the Prophet ﷺ. But one thing that's very important to know, the Prophet ﷺ said that it will expiate sins of the previous year. Well, what kind of sin? What sins are expiated? It is only the minor sins. It is only the minor sins, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, these days, Ashura and Arafah, and fasting Ramadan and Salah, these only expiate minor sins, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the five prayers, the five daily prayers, and from one Friday to the next Friday, from one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, expiate all the sins between them, so long as the major grave sins are avoided. So he used this as evidence proving that major grave sins are not expiated, and if they're not avoided, then minor sins are not forgiven.
Let me read exactly what Ibn al-Qayyim stated. He said, fasting Ramadan is greater than fasting Arafat and Ashura. And the Prophet ﷺ stated that these only, fasting these days of Ramadan and from one Ramadan to another only expiates the minor sins, provided, conditioned, the major grave sins are avoided. He said, because Ramadan to Ramadan and Friday to Friday, alone, performing them alone, cannot expiate the minor sins unless it is joined with one avoiding and refraining from major grave sins. He said both the things, avoiding and performing the act of worship, avoiding the major grave sins and performing the act of worship, is what results in the expiation of the minor sins. And he said some foolish people believe that their acts of worship are greater in number and in size than their sins. And he does not hold himself to account and does not regret and repent from his sins. And he even forgets that he had sinned. But as soon as he performs any act of worship, he starts talking about it and always remembers it. He said, this is the example of this is just like the example of someone who continuously asks forgiveness from Allah, saying Astaghfirullah, and glorifies Allah, saying Subhanallah bihamdih 100 times a day, and then spends the rest of the day backbiting people. He said such a person will always talk about his istighfar and his glorification of Allah Azza wa Jal, and will never give heed to his backbiting and his attack against the honor of Muslims. And this is indeed a deceived person.